Okay, this week we are doing Masechta Sukkah still, Daf Chaf. We are up to this week, the last Daf of the first Perek of Masechta Sukkah. The plan is to finish the first Perek and then go through the Mishnah and perhaps a little bit of the Gemara, probably just the Mishnah tonight. So, if you recall, last time we were discussing the Mishnah about, anyone remember? Anyone? Very good. Schachmatz, is that what you said? Eli Lanner. All right. So Schachmatz. We were discussing Schachmatz, whether Schachmatz are kosher or not. Now, why would Schachmatz be a problem? What's the issue? That maybe it's made for sleeping on, and if it's made for sleeping on, then it's a kli. If it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. If it's mekabel tumah, it can't be schach. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah was somewhat vague. The Mishnah just said a large schachmat made for sleeping on can't be used. Made for schach can be used. And Rabbi Eliezer said, big or small, if you make it for sleeping on, it can't be used. If you make it for schach, it can be used. So the Tanakhama apparently distinguished between big and small. Rabbi Eliezer apparently did not distinguish between big and small. All he worried about was made for sleeping or made for schach. The Gemara tried to figure out, what if you didn't make it with anything at all in mind? What if you had a blank brain while you were making the schach mat? So what would the halacha be then? So if you recall, last time let's just read through again quickly just to get back in the flow, because we did stop at a point where we're going to need to remember a little bit. So let's read again from four lines from the bottom of Yud Tes Amud Beis. Ella Amar Rava, says the Gemara, Ella Amar Rava, Begedola Kuliyam Lopligi Disam L'Sikach. When you make a big mat, everyone agrees that Minastam, it's assumed to be made for Schach, and therefore a regular big mat is assumed. If there is nothing, if you have no intention, nothing went through your brain, we automatically assume it is big mat kosher, because we assume that it's made for Schach. Ki pligi, where is there a machlokas in our Mishnah? Bikatana, only when you made a small mat. By the way, I keep saying made. Whose intention is what matters? The guy who makes it or the guy who buys it? So I keep saying made because it sounds like it's the guy who makes it. If you look in the Rush, at the end of the last Rush in the first parak, it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like he holds that it's the guy who buys it. That the guy who makes it shouldn't make a difference. It's more the guy who buys it. But anyway, keep ligi, it's machlokas rishonim. But keep ligi, what do they argue about? Biktana, the machlokas tanoim in our Mishnah is about a small mat. Tanakama suffers stam katana l'shchiva. Tanakama holds a typical small mat is assumed to be made for lying on. Rabbi Lezer suffers stam katana nami l'sikuch. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, a typical small mat is assumed to be made for schach. And this is how to read our Mishnah. Machtzelas hakadim gedola. If you have a large reed mat, if you have a large mat of schach, asa'a l'shchiva, but you made it for lying on, mikabelas tamavein mesachimba. Then it could become tameh, and you may not use it for schach. Sounds like the only reason the large mat is problematic is if you dafka made it having sleeping on it in mind. But if you had nothing in mind, what would the halacha be? If you had nothing in mind, it would be for schach, it would be kosher. Good again, Eli Lanner. So, hastama nasa kamisha saw the sikuch. But if you make it with nothing in mind, then we assume you made it for schach. And therefore, if you made it for schach, mesachim ba, you can use it for schach. That would be totally fine. Skip the parentheses. Va'asa Rabbi Eliezer lemeimar. Comes along Rabbi Eliezer, and he says, achas katana viachas gedola stama ksheira l'sikuch. Big, small, doesn't matter. If you make it stam, you make it with a blank brain, the halacha is kosher. You can use that for schach. Fine. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye says, wait, to Rava, that was the way Rava understood our Mishnah. That again, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that whether big or small, whenever it's made stam, it's kosher. Tanakama held only big made stam is kosher, small made stam is pasul. That's how Rava understood our Mishnah. Says Abaye, I hachi, if that is so, if what is so, if your explanation of the Mishnah is correct, that Tanakama holds big stam is kosher, small stam is pasul. And Rabbi Eliezer holds big and small stam are both what? Kosher. If that's the case, I have two questions. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achas ketana v'achas gedola? Achas gedola v'achas ketana mi bayilei. Why does Rabbi Eliezer phrase it as whether it be small or whether it be big? he should have said whether it be big or whether it be small. Meaning, what Rabbi Eliezer is really coming to do, according to you, Rava, is to say that a small mat has the same din as a large mat. Not that a large mat has the same din as a small mat, but that a small mat has the same din as what you are saying a large mat has. So if he's trying to equate the small to what we know already and the given, the pashut one, the given is the large, then the way to phrase that is achas gedola v'achas ketana. You always say the pashut, the given, first, and then the chiddush. So he should have said achas gedola v'achas ketana, not achas ketana v'achas gedola. That's what Rashi says. We're not going to read the whole long Rashi, but if you look at Rashi, achas gedola v'achas ketana, about 10 lines into it, he says dahi depshitalei tana bereisha. The thing that is more pashut, the thing that's more obvious, always gets mentioned first. So that's question number one. Achas gedola v'achas ketana mibayilei. That's how we should have phrased it for Od. Question number two. Ki pligi b'gedola hu depligi. It turns out, according to you, Rava, the whole machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama is about large mats, right? Rabbi Eliezer l'chumra and Rabbi Eliezer. I'm sorry. According to you, Rava, the whole machlokas is really about small mats, because Rava, the Tanakama held small mats are bad, and Rabbi Eliezer says small mats are good. But the truth is, they argue about large mats, and Rabbi Eliezer is l'chumra. Rabbi Eliezer is more machmir. The way you, Rava, explained it is that they're arguing about small mats, and who's more machmir? The Tanakama. You're saying Tanakama holds small mats are bad. Rabbi Eliezer is saying small mats are good. So you're making the machlokas about small mats. You're making Rabbi Eliezer be the guy who's more lenient, less machmir. But in reality, we know that the opposite is true. The machlokas, we know from another source, from a brisa, that the machlokas is about large mats. And who's the one that's machmir? Rabbi Eliezer is the one that's machmir. How do we know that? Titania, we have a brisa. Machzelas hakadim, if you have a mat, a large mat you can use for schach, says the Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im eina mekabelas tuma mesachin ba. Rabbi Eliezer says, not so fast. Only if it's not mekabel tuma. Only if you made it for the sake of schach, you could use it. But if you didn't make it beferish for the sake of schach, then you can't use it. So what do you see in this brisa? They're arguing about what kind of mat in the brisa? A big one. And who's the one that's more machmir? Rabbi Eliezer. So that's directly against the way Rava explained our Mishnah. So these are Abaye's two kashas on Rava. So Ella Amar Rav Papa. So Rav Papa says, okay, let's have a different explanation of the machlokas. This is the way the machlokas should go. Bikitana kuliam lo pligi distam l'shtiva. When you have a small mat, everyone agrees that what's the assumption? Small mats for shchiva, and therefore pasul for schach. Ki pligi, where's their machlokas? Bigadola, only by large mats. Tanakama Savar Stam Sam, I'm sorry, Tanakama Savar Stam Gedolo Sikuch. Tanakama holds a typical large mat is assumed to be made for schach, and therefore is kosher. So the Tanakama is makil on the large mat. Rebbe Lezer Savar Stam Gedolo Nami Lishchiva. Rebbe Lezer thinks a Stam large mat is also made for lying on, and therefore is puzzle. Umay Asa'a Lishchiva Dekamar. So what does he mean when he says, if it's made for Shechiva? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say, if you made it for Shechiva, it's possible? If really what Rabbi Eliezer means is, whenever you make it, Stam even without explicit intent for Shechiva, it's going to be possible. Why then does he say, only if you make it for Shechiva, it's possible? So what he means by that, when he says that line in the Mishnah, is Hachi Kamar, Stam Asiyasa, Nami L'Shechiva. What does that mean? Making it stam is considered like you made it for sleeping. Ad avid l'sikuch, and therefore it's going to be possible unless you explicitly made it for the intent of schach. Period. That's the end of that discussion. Main point number one. Rav Papa holds. Small mats are stam l'shchiva. According to everyone. Large mats, Rabbi Eliezer holds our stomach l'shchiva. Tanakama says our stomach l'sikuch. So again, Rav Papa holds small mats. According to everyone, both Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama are stomach l'shchiva. Large mats, Rabbi Eliezer says our stomach l'shchiva. Tanakama says stam l'sikuch. So again, according to Rav Papa, they argue about large mats, and Rabbi Eliezer is more machmir. According to Rava, which was the opinion we had before, this is not the main point anymore, but according to Rava, which is the opinion we had last week, they argue about small mats, and Rabbi Eliezer is more makel. So it's total opposites. Tanakama holds stam l'sikuch, yes. Yonatan.
If after all these like questions and answers, it just bottles down to that they're only arguing about one small point, why did the Mishnah just say that? The one point.
That's the way Mishnahs are written.
But no, I thought Mishnahs are written to have a lot to take out all the unnecessary and only put.
No, Mishnahs are written in a way that are easy to memorize, but sometimes the nuances and the details have to be medayik. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. We have a brisa. Machselas, that's something. Stop. Machselas shel shifa v'shel gemi. If you have a mat made out of shifa or gemi, what are shifa or gemi? Different types of reeds or grass or things like that. Gedola, if it's large, mesachin ba, you can use it for schach. Kitana, if it's small, ain mesachin ba, you can't use it for schach. Why do you think that's true? Small mat you can't use for schach? Because probably. What do you use small mats for? For lying on, for sleeping on, it's your cot. Shel kanim v'shel chilas, if it's made out of kanim or chilas, other types of reeds and things like that, which are a little bit thicker. Gedola m'sachin ba, if it's large, you could use it for schach. Aruga, now we're not comparing large to small now, now we're just saying aruga. What does aruga mean? No one knows? All right. Woven, if it's woven together, then ein mesachin ba, you can't use it for schach anymore, because once it's woven together, we assume that you're making it to use as a kli. We assume that you're making it to use to sleep on as a kli, not as schach. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says in the name of his father. Who is his father? Rabbi Yossi. Just making sure you're awake, okay? Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says. What? Yeah, with the Sefer Torah case, very good. Were you the one that said that when Rabbi Yossi was there? You are. Okay, Yossi should get all the credit for that. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv, Achazu Va'achazu Mesachin Ba. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, I don't care if it's woven, not woven, either way, you could use it for schach, even if it's woven. V'chein Haya Rabbi Dosa Omer Kedvarvan. Rabbi Dosa also said that. Period. Tanan Hasa. I don't think anything in there deserves a main point. Tanan Hasa. I mean, you know, it deserves, but everything deserves. Yeah. Everything's important. Yes. I would imagine small is like people sized. You know, like the size that you would lie on, like around the size of a bed. Large is probably, I don't know. I don't know exactly where you draw the line. What? The Gemara never gives a set number. No. I'm sure somebody does, but the Gemara doesn't, as far as I know. Tanan Hasan, we have a Mishnah. Where is this Mishnah? Anybody? Idios, very good. What's Mesechus Idios about? Aaron, you know what Mesechus Idios is about? It's my favorite Mesechus. You know why? It's like Seinfeld. It's about. No, it's not like Seinfeld. It's the opposite of Seinfeld. It's about everything. It's not about nothing. Meaning, Mesechus Idios was put together when a bunch of rabbis got together in Keren Biavna one day, and they said that there's a lot of Torah that's likely to be forgotten. Everyone who remembers a halacha that you think other people might not remember, come and be made, testify that you have a certain Kabbalah of what the halacha is. And people got up and they started saying halachos from all over Shas. So Idios is, it's got a little Meseches, everything in there. A little Meseches Nida, a little Meseches Moed Katan, a little Meseches Sukkah, a little everything. It's got from all over Shas. So anyway, so it's a good little Shas Katan. So Tanan Hasam, it says in the Mishnah Meseches Idios, Kol ha-chotzolos mitam in tamei meis, divir Rabbi Dosa, chotzolos can become tamei from a dead body. Only one little problem with that statement. You need to know what are chotzolos. Don't worry, the Gemara will get to that. V'chacham amr l'cham say, chotzolos can become tamei medris. Anyone know what tumas medris is?
Yes.
What? Did I just tell you this?
No.
We just did it? Okay. Right.
Everyone got it wrong on the quiz, because...
Tumas Medris is Tumas Medris is when someone has a Tumah Hayotze Lov Megufo, someone has a Tumah that's a result of something that came out of his body, his or her body, like a Zav, a Zava, a Nida, something comes out of their body and they become Tameh. Someone who has one of those kinds of Tumah, sits on something that's meant to be sat on, the item that he sits on becomes tamei tumas medrash. If they sit on a piece of paper, it does not become tamei tumas medrash, because paper is not meant to be sat on. If they sit on a recorder, it's not tamei tumas medrash, because it's not meant to be sat on. If they sit on a chair, the chair does become tamei tumas medrash, because it's meant to be sat on. Even if they don't touch the chair, even if they're sitting on top of cushions, and they're not touching the actual chair, still sitting on the chair is metame the chair tumas medrash. So we say chotzalos are metame tumas meis according to Rabbi Dosa. The Chum say it can even become tame tumas medrash. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Anything that can become tame tumas medrash can also become tame tumas meis. So what are the Chum saying? It can become tame tumas medrash. Sounds like only medrash. Medrash in tame meis low. What, it can only become Tamei Medrash, can't become Tamei Tumas Meis? Va'anantanan, but we have a Mishnah that teaches us, in Meseches Nida, Kol HaMetamei Medrash, Metamei Tamei Meis. That anything that could become Tamei Tumas Medrash is also susceptible to become Tamei Tumas Meis. All it needs to do is come in contact with a dead body. Right? But if it's the kind of kli that could become susceptible to Tumas Medrash, namely a chair, a stool, something you would sit or lie on, that can also become Tamei Tumas Meis. So how could the Chum say, no, it's only Tamei Tumas Medrash? So Ema, you have to say what the Chum mean is, Af Medrash. That not only can it become Tamei Tumas Meis, it can also become Tamei Tumas Medrash. So basically what do we have? Chotzalos, which are an unidentified object at this point, according to Rabbi Dosa, can become Tamei only Tumas Meis. According to the Chacham, can become Tamei not only Tumas Meis, but even Tumas Medrash. Good? My chatzalos. Now the only problem is we have to define what in the world are chatzalos. So Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri, Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri says, no problem, marzuvli. Chatzalos are easy, that's marzuvli. Now the only problem is my marzuvli. What are marzuvli? Amar Rav Yaba, no problem, marzuvli are easy, that's mizavli. Marzuvli are mizavli. Obviously for us, we then have to translate what are mizavli. If you look at Rashi, Bolos, va'asli l'roa l'anichan tachas rosha v'lishkov. It's some type of leather bag that, if you look in the Lashem Chacham on the bottom, it says sak or a leather bag shebo mishtam shemaroim lavi ochel beimos that shepherds would use to schlep food for the animals. And sometimes when the shepherd would go to sleep at night, he'd use it as a pillow also. But it was primarily a leather bag that was used to schlep food for animals. So these leather bags, why would they become Tamei Tumas Medrash? What would be the Havamina that they become Tamei Tumas Medrash? Because he put set on it. So it's meant on some level to be sleep on. Why wouldn't they become Tamei Tumas Medrash? Why would anyone disagree with that? Because primarily they're meant to be bags, they're not meant to be pillows. Good, so that's the Machlokas, Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. So that is what chutzalos are, according to one opinion. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar, no, he says, you got it all wrong. You know what chutzalos are? Machtzalos mamish. Chutzalos are mats. They're machtzalos, they're mats. They're not leather bags. Va'azdu Reish Lakish l'tamei. And this is Reish Lakish going l'shita so. Before we go on, in terms of Reish Lakish, just main point number two. Chutzalos, the Chachamim say are metame tumas mace and medrash. Rabbi Dosa, only mace, not medrash. Chotzalos, according to the Chachamim, are tame tumas mace and tumas medrash. Rabbi Dosa says only tumas mace, not tumas medrash. Rashi says when we say only tumas mace, it means other tumas also. It just means not tumas medrash. Like it could become a rishon the tuma, or you know, things like that. Like any kli, what?
That's not mixed with mace anyway.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Meaning tumas mace means tumas mace v'chule. It means just not tumas medrash. That's what Rabbi Dosa holds. Only tumas mace, not tumas medrash. Parenthetically, what are chutzalos? So far we had, and we're only going to have two opinions, right? This is not a main point, but you're going to have to know this to understand Amud Beis. Either chutzalos are leather bags, or chutzalos are mats. Good, Zev Miller. Okay, weiter. So, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, who's the one that said that it's mats, he is going l'shita so. Dam Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish once said, Hareini kaparas Rabbi Chiya ubanav, I should be in atonement for Rabbi Chiya and his children. What a strange phrase. Hareini kaparas. Where does a person ever say that phrase? Hareini kaparas. I should be the atonement for the death of so-and-so. So the halacha is, it's in Shulchan Aruch, by the way, the halacha is someone whose parent, whose father died within 12 months of the death, when they quote their father, they don't say Zichrono Livracha, they say Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. After 12 months, they start saying Zichrono Livracha. Within the first 12 months, Hareini Kaparas Mishkavo. So apparently, maybe for Rabbi Mufak, you'd also say it. So Reish Lakish said, in the name of Rabbi Chiya Ubanav, he says that phrase, Hareini Kaparas. I should be the Kapara for Rabbi Chiya Ubanav, Shebitchila, because originally, Shenishtach, the Torah mi Yisrael, when Torah was originally forgotten from the Jewish people, Allah Ezra mi Bavel liyasta, Ezra came up from Bavel, and he brought the Torah back. He reinstituted it. Chazar v'nishtach, then it was forgotten again. Allah Hillel Abavli v'yasta. Hillel Abavli came back, and he reinstituted the Torah. Chazar v'nishtach, was forgotten again. Allah Rabbi Chiya Ubanav v'yastuha. Who's the last one to reinstitute Torah? Rabbi Chiya and his children. So that's why he's so excited about things that Rabbi Chiya and his children say. Mind you, he still hasn't quoted what they said, right? We still have no idea. We haven't gotten to why we care about what they said. But all he's saying is that Rabbi Chiya Ubanav, they were the ones that were the third miyasdim, establishers of Torah. There's an interesting vart in the Aruch Lenar as to why Dafka, these three groups of people, Dafka during their three time periods in history, there was a serious danger of Torah being forgotten. Okay, we can save that for an Ian Shear. V'chein Amar Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. So said Rabbi Chiya Ubanav. Here it is. This is what Rabbi Chiya Ubanav... Oh, the Ian, he just left. This is what Rabbi Chiya Ubanav said. Lo nechluku Rabbi Dosa v'chachamim al machtsalos shel usha. The Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim, when they argued about whether chotzalos are tamei tumas medris, they were not arguing about those mats that are made in usha, shein tameos, that those are for sure tamei tumas medris. Vishel Tveria, nor did they argue about the mats of Tveria shein toros. Those are for sure tahar. Why? Why would they for sure be tahar? Probably they were never used to sleep on. Whereas the ones that are for sure tameos probably were always used to sleep on. So which ones are they arguing about? The ones that were probably sometimes used to sleep on, right? Al manechlu, which ones are they arguing about? Al shar makamos, the mats that come from other places. But what do you see? How is Rabbi Chiya Ubanav presenting it? That what were they arguing about? Bags or mats? Mats. You see, they're arguing about mats. That is Reish Lakish Lishitaso. Reish Lakish said, he's the guy that said that it's about mats. The Gemara said, oh, this is Reish Lakish going according to his own reasoning. Because Reish Lakish is the guy who quoted Rabbi Chiya Ubanav to comment on this machlokes, and that whole comment was all about mats. So you see that this is Reish Lakish Lishitaso. But anyway, Marsavar, one opinion holds, Kivan Deleka Diyasav Alayu Kitveri Adamyan. That most mats, since people don't typically sit on them, they're like Tveria mats that are tahar from Tumas Medris. Umar Savar, the other opinion holds, Kivan Dimitri Viasvi Alayu, since sometimes people sit on them, Kedusha Danyan. They have a din of the Usha mats that are Tamei Tumas Medris. That's the Machlokas, Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. That's where Rabbi Chiya Ubanav presented the Machlokas, Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim. Why don't we quote that whole presentation? Just because in that presentation, Rabbi Chiya Ubanav are clearly explaining the machlokas between Rabbi Dosa and the Chum to be about mats and not about bags. So that's a raya to Reish Lakish, period. Main point number three on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph. Three types of mats. Shalusha are used as a medris, and therefore Tamei Tumas Medris. They're used for lying on. Shal Usha, mats from Usha is type 1. They're used as a medris and not Tamei Tumas Medris. Shal Tveria, not used as a medris and therefore not Tamei Tumas Medris. Shal Shar Mekomos, mats from other places. What's the halacha? Machlokas. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Dosa, Machachamim. Yes.
And what was the second?
So again, the first one was Shal Usha is used as medris. Shal Tveria is the second one, not used as a medris, therefore not Tamei Tumas medris. And third one, Shal Shar Mekamos is Machloka, Rabbi Dosa Nechamim, Be'in, we just quoted you. Oh, okay. Fantastic. All right.
Excuses.
Okay. Main point number one, Anam Beis. Actually, we're not up to main point number one. Let's read the Gemara first. Amar Mar, we have just said. What? Amar Mar. We are 5 lines in on Chaf Amid Beis. Amar Mar. We have just said. All mats are tamei tumas. All chotzalos, remember there are two possible definitions of the word chotzalos, either mats or bags, are tamei tumas meis. That's what Rabbi Dosa holds. Ay vatanya v'cheina yer Rabbi Dosa omer kidvarav, asks the Gemara, well, wait a second. By saying that these chotzalos are tamei tumas meis, what does that imply? That they're not tamei tumas medris. But wait a second. Didn't we just say before that Rabbi Dosa, where do we say Rabbi Dosa says Kidvarav? What? Where is that? Where was that? Where were those words? V'chein Rabbi Dosa Omer Kidvarav. Yeah, here it is. When we said that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi says achazu vachzu m'sachin ba, that you can use it for schach, these mats you can use for schach, we said Rabbi Dosa agrees to that, that they can be used for schach. Right? So we're saying all chotzalos are matam tumas meis. That's what Rabbi Dosa says. Vatanya, but ask the Gemara, how can you say that all mats become tamei tumas meis? We learned earlier that Rabbi Dosa holds like Rabbi Yossi that you're allowed to be misakech with different types of mats. Sounds like it can't become tamei. It's not a kli. It's not mekabel tuma. So again, Amar Mar, kol achotzalos matam tumas meis. Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa holds all mats can become tamei tumas meis. Vatanya ay, but we learned in the brayso v'chein ayir Rabbi Dosa Amar Kedvarav that Rabbi Dosa held that mats can be used for schach, and therefore what it shows you that they're not. They're not what if they could be used for schach? They're not mekabel tuma, including tumas meis? Question mark. Lo kasha says Gemara. That's not a contradiction. It depends what kind of mat. Had is like gadanfa. Had less like gadanfa. It depends if it has a rim around it or not. If it's got a rim around it, that resembles what much more. What do you think? If it has a rim around it, it looks much more like a kli, right? Something that's mekabel tuma. So if it has a rim around it, that's what he meant when he said it could become tamei tumas meis. If it doesn't have a rim around it, that's what he meant when he said you can use it for schach. So that's simple. And that is main point number one. Rabbi Dosa distinguishes between mats with and without a rim for Kabbalah's tumah and for schach. Rabbi Dosa distinguishes between mats with and without a rim in regards to Kabbalah's tumah and schach. What do I mean by that? If it has a rim, it's mekabel tumah and therefore no good for schach. If it doesn't have a rim, it's not mekabel tumah and therefore yes, good for schach. Period. Meisve chotzalos shel sham v'shel gemi v'shel sak v'shel sapira chotzalos, and again chotzalos has two possible definitions, either bags or mats that are made out of sham, gemi, sak, or sapira. Different types of materials. Mitame tamei meis de Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa holds they can become tumas meis. V'cham raf medrash, and the Chum say they can even become tamei tumas medrash. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out. You just gave us four materials that chotzalos might be tamei, that chotzalos might be made of that could become tamei. What are the uses of chotzalos made out of these four materials? So the Gemara is going to say, well, we're going to have to figure out what chotzalos means. If chotzalos means bags, then we got to figure out what you would use a bag for made out of these four materials. If chotzalos means mats, we need to figure out what use would you have for a mat made out of these four materials. Bishlam l'man yamar marzuvli. If you say that it means what? What's marzuvli? Bags, right? So shal sham v'shal gemi, I understand. If it's made out of sham or gemi, chazul kinta depiri. Well, then, that works out really well, because you could use it for carrying large fruits. Because sham and gemi, apparently, you could be woven together, but there are always going to be holes in it. So, like, you don't want to carry grapes in there, because then you're not going to have grapes by the time you get home. But, like, if you carry big fruits, they're not going to fall through the little holes, because big things don't fall through the little holes, and that's why it would be a usable bag. Shel sak v'shel sapira, and if it's made out of sak or sapira, so chazul gul kivitzani, you can use it for pouches and sacks and things like that. Okay, so that works out great. Elamandi amar machsalos mamish, but if you hold chotsalos means mats, what are you going to? Why would you have mats of these four materials? So bishlam shel sak v'shel sapira. If it's made out of sak or sapira, chazul parsi v'navasa. I understand you could use it as curtains or as sieves. Ela shel sham v'shel gemi l'may chazu. But what would you use mats made out of sham and gemi for? Chazul nazyasa. You would use it to cover a vat or a keg of beer. You don't want to keep your beer exposed. So you'd use a mat made out of sham or gemi to cover up your beer keg, period. The Gemara now is going to give that same exact set of rules of these four materials. If they're mats, what you would use them for. If they're bags, what you would use them for. Just in a slightly different order, but it's a total repeat. So get ready for easy Gemara now. Ikadamri. Others have the conversation like this. Mamish. I understand very well if you hold chotzalos means mats. So shel sham v'shel gemi chazlun z'yasa. So if it's made out of sham or gemi, you can use it for covering your beer vat. Shel sak v'shel sapiru chazlun parsi v'navasa. If it's made out of sak or sapiru, you could use it for curtains or sieves. Elamandi marzubli, but if you hold that it's made for bags, bishlam v'shel sak v'shel sapira. I understand very well if it's made out of sak or sapira, a bag made of sak or sapira, chazlun gulki v'tzani. You could use it for pouches and sacks. El shel sham v'shel gemi l'may chazu. But what would you use it? What would you use a bag made of sham or gemi for? And what's the answer going to be? Good, carrying large fruits. Chazul kinti tibiri. You could use it for carrying large fruits, period. Main point number two is a chart. The way I drew the chart, I mean, you could write it in word form, it would just take a lot longer. What the chart intends to do is show you what you would use mats and bags made out of the four materials for, right? So, the four materials are really two sets of two. So, the way I set the chart up is on the side you have two rows, one labeled mats, one labeled bags. And it's a box chart, four boxes. And on the top you have one column labeled sak v'sapira and one column labeled sham v'gemi. I should so just make this chart and put it up as a PDF on Yitora, but okay, this won't take so long. Now, in the box, so the rows are mats and bags. The columns are sak v'sapira is one, sham v'gemi is the other one. So now, mats, sak v'sapira. What do you fill in there? Curtains and sieves. Mats that are sak v'sapira, curtains and sieves. Mats that are sham v'gemi, covering your beer vat or your beer keg, or I don't know what beer comes in when it comes in big things. Kegs, barrels? I don't know. I never drink that much beer. So mats, sham v'gemi is covering your beer thing. Now, what's the next box to fill in? What's the next box? Bags, sak v'sapira, pouches and sacks. What? I said tefillin?
Yeah.
When? I did? I don't know, I'm sorry. We'll have to go back to the audio tape and figure. What? Mats, sham v'gemi. Bags, sak v'sapira. Tefillin bags? I guess that's what I was thinking of. So anyway, bags, sak v'sapira is for pouches and sacks. Bags, sham v'gemi, is for carrying big fruits. Yes. Bags that are sham v'gemi are for carrying big fruits. I'm very much attached to Kedusha, so I say random holy things, Sefer Torah. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu. Tanya. Lived in a Braisa. Myself. Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya said, "Kashiradti l'Gola, when I went down into Golos, Matsasi zaken echad. I found an old man. Va'amarli mesachin babudya. And he told me that they make schach out of budya. Ukshabasi it's Rabbi Yeshua achi Abba. When I came to Uncle Rabbi Yeshua, Hodeludvarif, he agreed that they make schach out of budya. Amr of Chista, v'hudalesta gadanfa. He says that's only if it doesn't have a rim around it. Amr Ula, Ula says, Hari budyasa de b'nei Machuza, the budyas of the people of Machuza, il male kir shalahem mesachin bahu. If they didn't have a little wall around it, you'd be able to use it for schach. If it didn't have a rim around it, you'd be able to use it for schach. Tani nami hachi, mesachin babudya. We have a brisa that supports this because it says you can use budya as schach. Budya is some type of material, obviously, if you didn't get that yet. V'im yesh lahin kir, a mesachin ben. But if it has a kir, a rim around it, then you're not allowed to use it for schach. Hadron alach sukkah. Not the mesachta, just the first parak. Mishnah. Okay, shkayach, mazel tov everybody. Mishnah. I gotta go weiter. Hayashin tachsamit b'sukkah. This is easy. No, yashin tachsamit b'sukkah. What's that about? If a person sleeps under a bed in the sukkah, lo yotze yidei chavaso. He is not yotze yischiv of sukkah. He's yotze yischiv of fighting for monsters, but not yotze yischiv of sukkah. What? I don't know. Oh, don't they live in the closet? You never saw Monsters, Inc.?
Where are the closets?
I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Noah gin hayinu, we used to have the practice. Sheyinu yishenim tach samita b'fnei hazakenim. What does that mean? When we used to sleep by the Rebbe's house, by the Zakenim's houses, sukkahs, we would sleep under the beds. V'lar mula nadavar, and the rabbis never said anything to us. Other than, that's weird, there are people under our beds. But no, the rabbis never told us to stop sleeping under the beds in the sukkah. They had no problem with it. I'm Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon says, Maisa b'tevi avdo shal Rabbi Gamliel. There was a famous story of Tevi, the servant of Rabbi Gamliel, shayashem tach samita, who was sleeping under a bed in the sukkah. Va'omrlan Rabbi Gamliel is Kain. Rabbi Gamliel said to all of his buddies, he said to the other rabbis, Re'isem Tevi avdi? You see my servant Tevi? Shahu Talmud Chacham. Look what a great Talmud Chacham he is. Shahu Yodea, Vi Yodea, he knows. Shavadim Patur Min HaSukkah. He's very well aware that Avadim are Patur from Sukkah. And that's why, what's he doing? Lefichach, Yashanu Tach Samita. That's why he's sleeping under a bed. Lefidar Kenu Lamanu, and from that story we learn, that if you're not an Eved and you're sleeping under a bed in a sukkah, then you got problems. Then you're not Yotzi Yechiv of sukkah. Main point number 3. Yashan Tach Samita is not Yotze if the bed is 10 Tfachim high. We didn't see that part yet. That's in the Gemara. If someone sleeps under a bed is not Yotze if the bed is 10 Tfachim high. Let's see it in the Gemara now. What? Because he says, look, my Eved is such a Talmud Chacham that he knows he should sleep under the bed so as not to take up space in the sukkah because he doesn't need to be in the sukkah. That implies that anyone else sleeping under the bed is not being in the sukkah, is not being able to say. He said the only reason he's able to sleep under the bed is because he knows he's part of the sukkah. It only implies that Eved is Pater from, right. But that's why he slept under the bed, because he knew he was Pater, and that's like sleeping not in a sukkah. That's what he was showing off. He was bragging, look, my Eved knows that he's Pater from sukkah, and that's why he's under a bed, because under a bed is as good as not being in the sukkah. So anyway, says the Gemara Valek Asara, but the bed is not 10 Tfachim high, so if it's not 10 Tfachim high, it doesn't make a real problem in terms of being mafsik between the person and the schach. So Tirgum Shmuel b'mita asara. Shmuel explained that the Mishnah must be talking about a bed that is 10 tefachim high. I think we should stop there for this week. Have a wonderful evening, everybody. DRS 1.